Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Lamed Zayin. Begin Amud Beis. Begin with Tez Derem Asel. Tez begins the words of the Gemara. Shema Mina. Obviously, we can infer that Mitztamek V'Yafale Mutter. That the more cooks, as long as it's fully cooked, even though it gets better as it cooks, it's going to be permitted. Which Tez comes to explain the whole discussion of the Gemara, and this proof from Reb Yitzchak. Now, the Gemara brought this teaching Reb Yitzchak that if someone goes and puts ashes on the oven and he covers the coals with ashes. And then they get fired up again. Still, you're allowed to do shehiyah with something that, with hot water or a cooked dish that was fully cooked. And the Gemara says what you can infer from this teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak, which was the Gemara's discussion, that even if it gets better as it gets cooked, which is what a tavshil is, you're still allowed to do shehiyah on a kira, and we're not concerned over there that you're mechata begechal. So, Pirish B'Kuntras, Rashi explains what's the proof that we're bringing from Rabbi Yitzchak, even regarding mitztamek v'yafaleh that's going to be permitted. Is because the ihai tafshal b'min stomach v'ra'aloi, because if this cooked dish, the Rebbe Yitzchak says you're allowed to do shehiyah. We're talking about something, the more cooks, the worse it's going to get worse. So ma'ayah slash mina, what type of chiddush is that? Obviously, you're not going to mechal b'gachal, if the more cooks, it's going to get worse. Obviously, it's talking about stomach v'yafaleh, and still he says that it's going to be mut. Now, b'kash l'ri, but the Rebbe is bothered by that logic. Ha'itzrich, no, it would be necessary to say that even by mitzvah v'raloi, but that it's going to be mutter. Lafukim and Remei Rabbi Yehuda, the asri b'she'in the guf afel v'chamen, know that they say, even by hot water, that if it's not shoveled out the coals, that it is going to be asr, even though the mitzvah v'ralohem, even though water, that when it's fully cooked, the more it cooks, actually the worse it gets, because it evaporates, still they say it's going to be asr when it's not garvokatim. So it would be necessary to say that even by mitzvah v'raloi. Vayit kasha, moreover, it's difficult because kibin hashta sagadai, since at this point of the Gemara assumes, dimishum the hovero, because since it got flamed up, hadril milsa kamaisa, goes back to its original state, and that's what the Gemara is assuming, that to say, oh, it's like it's not garva katim, and still he holds it's going to be mutter. So then, kimishani, so when the Gemara answers, oh, no, shani hacha the kid, here it's different, the reason why it's mutter is because ultimately, originally, it was covered with ashes, so then my park my lamember, so then, according to Rashi's interpretation, what is the Gemara saying? Oh, then what's the necessity of saying that? What do you mean? Ha'etzach tuv? Of course it's necessary to say this. Exactly this point. Lafukim might desagadaitach meikar, to preclude what we originally thought. We originally thought that when it gets flamed up, it's totally not like it was garfakatim at all. So then you're saying, oh, and so then obviously, mistamik v'yafali is saying that it's still going to be mutrim and that's not garfakatim. Another Gemara says no, because it was katim. So the Gemara says, what are you saying? What do you mean, what are you saying? That's a goof of what we're saying. We're saying that it's considered like it is garva katim, and not like we originally thought that it's when it's hover, it's like it wasn't garva katim. So Ben Eir L'Ri, it appears to the Ri that the hashta sagadai is actually at this point of the Gemara in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks, d'loi chashiva ketum klal, that it's actually not considered like it's covered with ashes at all, and mishum de hover, because it got fired up. Vashminon, and the Gemara is telling us, the Hadra, the Melzik HaMaisa, goes back to its original state as it was before it was Katum. Now, the reason is because the Ichashiba Katum, because if you would think that it's considered like it's Katum, a Mai Nokat Bishakal Tzarka, then you have a problem. Why does he say in his Halacha that it's going to be permitted if it's fully cooked? And he's saying, okay, Mitzamek V'yafli is permitted. What do you mean? I feel like Bishakal Tzarka, sure, even if it's not fully cooked, should be permitted. If it's considered like it's like the ashes that you put on, like it's still viable, because a filler may even remain the machmir b'kol tanoim. He's the most stringent in what's allowed from all the tanoim. Shari b'cham and shlehuch mekol tzarek. He permits hot water to do shiya, even if it wasn't fully heated up. Could brush and all, like we explained previously. We're the stam cham v'tashal. Tyson in the beginning of the parak said that in general, when we say the hot water and the cooked dish in the Mishnah in our loch of Shir Chazara, have a shlehuch mekol tzarek. It wasn't heated up fully, and still Remeis is permitted to do Shia on the kira that's katum, so obviously that everyone holds that halacha. So then why would Rabbi Yitzchak say specifically in Chaman and Tavshal that was fully cooked? Obviously because Rabbi Yitzchak holds that since it gets flamed up, it's like it wasn't gar v'katum at all. Now, Aparach, and then the Gemara asks, okay, so then Shema Mino, then you can infer from this, Mistamek v'yafli mutter must be, okay, so it's like it's not garva katim at all, and since it's fully cooked, even though it gets better as it gets cooked, because it's a cooked dish, it's going to be permitted, because the stam tavsham l'kamon, because like we say, regularly when we say a cooked dish, it's the mistamek v'yafli, it's something that the more cooks to get, the better it gets, and still you see it's permitted. Now the Gemara says, Mashan, the Gemara answers, no. Shani hacha, here it's different, it's not a raya, because they were talking about the kitma, where initially, it was covered with ashes, pirish. Now, there's not like the Gemara originally understood in the Havamina. That according to Rebbe Yitzchak, when it gets flamed up, it's like it wasn't garf at all. No, it does help that initially it was covered with ashes in the beginning. V'chashiv l'garmi k'tumah, then it is going to be totally considered like it is covered with ashes. And v'huadin afil loy bishol kol tzar kashoy. And the truth is, you're right. Even if it was not fully cooked, it would be permitted also. Aye, so v'huadin afil bishol kol tzar. Then why did we pick specifically that it was regarding a case of when it's fully cooked? Lashmin, that's only coming to tell us the inference. The lav ketuma, had it not been originally covered with ashes, a filah bishul kol tzarka, even if it was fully cooked, also would be forbidden. Mishum the mitzamik v'yafalehu, because the more cooks, the better it gets. So actually, then it would be permitted, and then it would be forbidden. It's only because it's katim that it's going to be permitted. Now, on that part, the Gemara asks, well, ihachi, if that's the case, that you tell me there are bishul kolds that. Okay, so since it initially had the ashes, it's considered like now gur for katim. So my lememra, then what's it saying? In other words, so what heter is Reb Yitzchak coming to tell us? As Tais explains, Avagav Deshmina, although he's coming to tell us the loikit maaser, like we said, for the inference, to the contrary, that if it wasn't covered with ashes, then mistamik v'yavli actually would be aser. Kamakam, however, still medinokid lemilse b'lashon heter, since his halacha's terminology is said in the terminology of regarding permissibility. And that's what his wording is, that mashna lechamim betavshel, it sounds like what you're allowed to do, mashma that teros aluran, it sounds like this coming to tell us a heter, and not only a prohibition that if it's not gar v'katim, that would be forbidden to do shia on the tavshel, so we're back to the question, what heter is Reb Yitzchak coming to tell us? Now, Taisa says, va'avagav deshmina, although that he is coming to tell us a chiddush, the lehudra l'milsik ha'maisa, they're not going back to its original status, that is, in other words, the ketima does help something, that it is going to be considered like a kir grufa. But says Taisa Nirlai, it seems to the questioner that no, the whole like Yitzchak Lashmina, that can't be considered what he's coming to tell us as a heter, because the Svaruhud Lahajul Mazakamai, so that's logical, it does not go back to its original status, because ultimately you did put the ashes initially. And as Taisa explains, V'avagav Dimikar Havaboy Lameh Medahajul Mazakamai, so what do you mean? Even though initially we see from the Gemara's question that that was the Gemara's thought process, that it does go back to its original status, and we thought we could prove from that we see that Mitzamek V'yafala is going to be Mutter, says Taisis, La Mishum de Svar Hulamikin. No, not because it's logical to say that. No, it's not logical to say that. El Mishum de Nakid Ben Milsei Bishal Gotzark, it's only because his wording was regarding a case when it's fully cooked. So how you return Lemikin, therefore he thought to say like this could be just like we explained. But in truth and logic, it doesn't make sense to differentiate like that. And it's obvious to the Gemara that the din of the Kira is like a Kira that's a Katum, since originally it was Katum. And if so, that's definitely not what Reb Yitzchak is coming to tell us. And therefore that was the Gemara's question, that what is he coming to tell us? Mishani, that's like the Gemara answers, no, the Mukamokim Yitzchak. No. We need Reb Yitzchak to tell us that the Kira is like a Kira that's grew for Ketuma. Why? Because the Ma'od, the Tema V'chula, what would you think to say that after it got flamed up, you go back to its original state like it was before the Ketuma? That's just coming to tell us that no, it is like a grew for Ketuma, etc. And that's one interpretation from the read that Taisa brings, how to understand the Gemara. Now Taisa says in a different way. Vayidish Lema, also what you could say and explain in a different way, that after that the Gemara says that, oh, thinking to being arrived from Yitzchak, the Mitzamek V'yavla is going to be Mutter, and the Gemara rejects it and says, no, Shani Hacha the Kitma, here it's different when you put on the ashes. Taisa explains, no, the Gemara understands that it's the putting on the ashes is not going to totally help to make it garva katan, because ultimately it does get flamed up afterwards. Eladavka mishum de bishul kol tzarka, it's only because we're talking about something that was fully cooked anyway. And therefore, although it's mitzamek v'yafalei, okay, so then it's going to be mutter. Avaloi bishul kol tzarka, but you're right, if it wasn't fully cooked, then Asse would be forbidden because, yeah, Mishum Dehavru, because it did get flamed up. Oh, it says, Taisa, according to this interpretation, Vasta Ashishapa, now it makes sense. Hadanochet, meaning, first of all, it makes sense why we're picking specifically a case of Bishul Kotzarker. Not like previously we said it was Lav Davka, only for the inference. Moreover, it makes sense, Hadanochet Hachakitma Behuvra. The fact that we changed the wording, interestingly, in this case we call it that he covered with ashes and got flamed up. Well, El Nokot Veneslapsa, earlier it used the term of Nislabsa, which the Nislabsa of a Poch is Muvra. That's less than Muvra. Oh, the Havilah Gamakukutum. And there in that case, when you covered ashes in Nislabsa, yeah, we consider it totally like it was still Garfakatum, even to leave on a cooked dish that wasn't fully cooked. And here we're saying, no, it's only specifically if it's Bishul Kotzarka and Mitzamek V'yafala, because Huvra, it weakens it to a certain extent. On that aparach, on that the Gemara asks, so Yehach, if that's the case, my lememra, so what's Reb Yitzchak coming to tell us? What does this mean? The Balav Milse, because even without his teaching, Misvara Havamina Dulahajul Mazakamaisa, based on logic, I would understand that it does not go back to its original status, Kamay bin Nislapsa, like by Nislapsa, that although it got flamed up it doesn't go back to its original state. Bisharian is permitted. Vafil loy bishul kol tzarka, and even if it's not fully cooked. So therefore, to the contrary, and that's, I would have thought to say, I would know it, meaning even if it's not fully cooked. So ubaloshan isav lelishmin. So the contrary, if anything, Rizal will come and tell us an iser that says no, it does get wheaten somewhat by huvra, unlike that of nislapsa. But v'loy baloshan heter, he should not have said in the terminology of, like as if he's coming to tell us some type of a heter when he says mashnalel. So mashanya, that the Gemara answer is no, huvra itzukhali, no, it was necessary to tell us this case that when it gets fired up, to tell us that it's not like a kiri that's not garf. Rather, it is like a kiri that's garf. Because V'i Lav Milsei says that the Gemara retracts at the end and says, no, if not for the Hezhi Rabbi Yitzchok, lo ha'ya pashat hat, it would not be obvious that it would be permitted, even if it's a tavshal that's fully cooked and it's just from the stomach v'yavolei. Elam ha'sakitai tech l'mem, no, you would have thought to say, Tahajul Masakam Ha'isar actually does go back to its original state, and we would have said that it's like a kiri that's not garf ha'katam, that would be forbidden to do Shia, even on the tavshal that's bishul called Sarka, and that's what Yitzchok is coming to tell us, a heter, that it is like a kiri gufa, again, but not totally, and therefore you're only allowed to do Shia on the tavshal that's bishul called Sarka. So Taisis brought Rashi interpretation, that he explains that the raya of the Gemara from Yitzchok, that Mitzdamek v'yafale is going to be mutter, is because if not, what's the chiddush? Of course, Mitzdamek v'rali, who would say that's us? That Taisis says, no, what do I mean? First of all, you have to come to preclude from Remei and Yehuda that they say it's us even by Mitzdamek v'rali. Moreover, then what's the Gemara's question by Lememra? What do you mean? Rabbi Yitzchak has to tell us that don't say that after it's huvra that it goes back to the original state, and that's the chiddush. So Taisis brings two different approaches to explain the Gemara. Either that approach number one is, the Hamina of the Gemara was that after it gets flamed up, after it's huvra, then it's not considered like ketuma at all. Because if it would be considered as ketuma, then even after it's even after it's huvra, and it's still be considered like ketuma, so then why did Yitzchak pick specifically a tavshal that's bishul called tzarka? What do you mean? Even not bishul called tzarka should also be permitted to do shia if it's like a kir gruva ketuma. Because even a mayor who's the most stringent permits to do shia on the kir ketuma, even chaman that wasn't bishul called tzarka. So now the Gemara asks, so obviously you can infer that even the Tavshal that's Mesamek V'yafaloi is permitted to do Shia on a Kira that's not Garva Katim, because Rabbi Yitzchak says you're allowed to do Shia for a Tavshal that's Bishul Katzarka, because Stam Tavshal and Stam Tavshal is Mesamek V'yafaloi. So therefore you see Mesamek V'yafaloi is Mut. Now the Gemara says no. Here it's different because it's Kitma, meaning since you had originally put on ashes, so the Kira has halacha like a Kira Gruf and Ketumah. And the truth is, you're right. Even if it wasn't fully cooked, it would be permitted to do Shia. So why did we still pick Bishul Katzarka? It's to tell us that if it was not Ketuma initially, then even if it's fully cooked, it would be us to do Shia, because like we said, Stam Tavshal and Stam V'yafal, and that's actually awesome. I think I'm going to ask, if that's the case, so Rabbi Yitzchak holds that the Kira has a din of Kriya Grufa, so then when it says Maila Memra, in other words, so what Heter, and that's specifically, what Heter is Rabbi Yitzchak going to tell us, because his terminology is a terminology of Mashin, what you could do. So something that's coming to tell us, but not an Isser that is coming to say that you cannot do a Shia if it was not Bishul Katzarka. The Gemara answers, no, still you need Rabbi Yitzchak to say that the halacha of the Kiri is like it's Gufa Ketumah, because what would you think to say that if it's Huvra, that actually goes back to the original state like it was before, and that's what he's coming to tell you that not. Approach number two that Taisa brings is a different way, that actually, no. After that, the Gemara tells us that from Yitzchak's halacha, you see Mitzdamek v'yafaleh is mutter. The Gemara rejects and says, no, Shani Yochad the Kitma. What that means to say is, not that it's totally like a Kira Gufa Ketumah, but rather just enough that it helps to do Shehiyah for a Tavshal that's special called Sarka. But you're right, if it wasn't fully cooked, it would be also. And therefore, it makes sense why Yitzchak picks the words Kitma b'huvra, whereas earlier Reb Chiya said Kitma v'nislapsa, because nislapsa is less than huvra. By Nislapsa, that's like, yeah, it doesn't make a difference if it was like a little flamed up a little bit. That's still totally like Ketumah, and you're allowed to do Shia even in the Tashal that's not Bishul Katzarka. Whereas here, it's only by Bishul Katzarka, because Huvra is, it's really flamed up more. It's almost like you never put on ashes at all. And that thing Gemara says, if that's the case, my lememra, meaning, because from logic, I would have said that by Huvra, it doesn't go back to like as if you never did Ketim in the first place. And it would be like Kiptum and Vinislaps, and I would actually think you'd be allowed to do it even Shalei Bishul Katzarka. So actually, all Rabbi Yitzchak is going to tell me is a stringy and saying that it's not like Vinislaps, it's going to be Usr if it wasn't fully cooked. So he should have said in terminology of Isser, not a terminology of Heter, like it says Mashon La'atav Shalei Bishul Katzarka. But the Gemara answer is, no, Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us a Heter. Even though it's Huvaru, I would have thought to say that it goes back as if it was not Garf Akatum at all, and would actually be totally forbidden to put on even the Tavshal Bishul Katzarka. It's coming to tell us that no, it is like somewhat like a kir gufa, not totally, and therefore you let it do shia on a tavshal that's at least shabisha kotzarka. Kimanik says the Ramasta begins the words of the Gemara, Amar of Shesha Mar Biechlan, says, Kirish is a kuba gavis ve'etzim, a stove of a kir that was heated up with the wood and the mark. Mashin la tavshal shabisha kotzarka, but you let it do shia even in a dish that was not fully cooked, which Taisa proves from here that obviously Allah is like Chananya, because he says that Shia you're allowed to do. Oh, Chazara, that you're not allowed to do until it's Garva Katim. Sounds like Bashia, that you don't have to do Garva Katim. So Taisa says, and Pasek Rach, the Rabbin Chanan rules, the Allah, Garva Shesha, Merich, and Allah is like this Allah that the different Maschel is going on, which is like Chananya. And the reason why we rule like this is because the Rava, the Amar, the Rava says on this statement, Tavai Tanin, both of them would learn the Mishnais. Obviously, it's really Kavasei. He's obviously saying that we see from the Mishnais, Stam Mishnais like him, which is like Chananya. Pchim Pasuk Rashi, so the Rashi rules, the Stamas Nitin, the Parakama, that the anonymous Mishnah on the Vitesma base is Kechananya, as we see from the Alocha of the Charara. Umutu Lahash, the Sefer, and the Grufa, the Yelad Rashiya, even if it wasn't shoveled out. But for Chazara, the Os Ilm King Garfakatim, there, of course, as we see in the Mishnah, Chanani agrees that you not do Chazara until it's Garfakatim. A fellow Bishop called Tzarkat, even if it's fully cooked, like we explained, Tesis mentioned this a few times, that when the Stam Chaman B'Tavshal is even if it's Bishop called Tzarkat, that you wouldn't be able to do Chazara unless Garfakatim, but again, she is permitted, even if it's not Garfakatim, as long as it's a third cook. Now, continuing the next Tesis, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Duke the Masnit and Kamashmalam. Oh, what's it? They're both explicit Mishnahs. What's it coming to teach us? Oh, it's the inference of the Mishnah, which Taisa comes to qualify which deek is Rav Sheshes coming to tell us. Where, although these are both Mishnahs for the two halachas of Sheshes, one that you're allowed to do Shi'i on a tavshal that's not fully cooked, and also regarding of the Issa of Chazara, so Pesh Rashi explains the Kamashmal, what is Rav Sheshes coming to tell us? The Karmu Paneha regarding the diuk of that Mishnah, that it says you cannot do it if it wasn't the Karma Panel, and the Diyuk is the Karma Panel, and if it was crossed, then the Chapa Dhamma that you'll do Shia, as long as it's a third cooked, even if it's not fully cooked. So let's tell you something, regarding that one of the two halachas, actually does not seem to be that that's what Rav Sheshes is coming to tell us. Because the Diyuk Pashu, that's a simple calculation, because they're keeping the Tana Achik Yikram Panel, since the Tana says, you're not allowed to do it until the surface is crusted of the bread, Memele Shamin, the Karma Panel, sure, obviously, doesn't take someone with that much brains to be able to infer that obviously that if it is crossed, that's saying that it's permitted. So rather, says Tosef, Vanir Lefash, it would seem to explain the Yukid Masnit in the Kiros Lashmin. It's the other Mishnah that Rav had said is a Mishnah of our Mishnah, of Perikira. That's what he's coming to tell us. The Lahar Zetanan, because like the simple reading of the Mishnah, as the Gemara had pointed out, sounds like that it's Tomat Layitin Ishihir, which is Nali Chananya. That is what Rav Sheshes is coming to tell us, that no, the diik is that you have to say the Mishnah is regarding Chazara as Aster with Gar for Katim, and it's only Chazara. We're V'chasur Mechsev HaChakitani, and that the diik, what it means to say, is coming to tell us that the word's missing, this I have to read it, that's Rav Sheshes is coming to explain, which is not explicit in the Mishnah, how to go ahead and read the Mishnah, that the word's missing, and how to be able to explain it. It's regarding that quote, diik of the misleading, that is coming to tell us that Chazara is Aster until you do Gar for Katim. Then next Tosef the Masechta begins the words of the Gemara Ma'al Hashis. What's Allah of doing Shehiyah? So Tosef explains what is the Abaye's doubt. The Gemara brought that Abaye said to Rabbi Yisrael, what's Allah to Lahashis? In other words, is it permitted to do Shia for Shabbos for a pot on the stove? So Tosef explains it means Be'ina Grufa, means if you didn't shovel out the coals, and V'lei Bishal Kotzarka Kabaye. And the question is, if it's not fully cooked, that's Abaye is asking, is that permitted where to do the Shehiyah? Where, because if it was Garf, according to everyone, it would be permitted, even if it's not fully cooked. So essentially the question, is it like Chananya or like Drabbanan? Or another way of explaining the question is, if it's fully cooked, but it gets better as it cooks, that's the question, are you allowed to do Shia in the Kira that's not Garf? Where that would be like the other Amayram in the Gemara, like Rabbi Yechon and Rav, the question is, who do we hold like regarding Mitzvah of Yafalai? That would be two different ways of interpreting his question regarding what the Halacha is, regarding Shia, if at all, do you need Garvakatim if it's not in the special Kotzarkai? Or no, it's in the special Kotzarkai, but the question is, what's the halacha regarding Mitzamek B'Yafoi?